I'm here with Stefan Glinsk after the 2-0 defeat to Hensford. Steph, what's your reaction to that performance?
It's not good enough. Everyone today who played in the Boston United shirt just weren't good enough, myself included. Little things, big things, we just weren't good enough. And Hensford sat in, which I thought didn't really suit us. We didn't have much creativity going forward, and I think we lacked a bit of ambition in our play. And I think that all in all went into Hensford's hands, but it just wasn't good all around.
And how much does a defeat like that hurt?
Very much so, and I think fans think that once the whistle's gone, we go home, we forget about it. We don't. It's Saturday night, it's Sunday morning, it's Monday morning when you go to work and people talk to you about your game. It hurts all week when you have a result like that, and you can only put it right next week, which, you know, we should be planning to do so, but we can't underestimate Leek, but we'll be looking to obviously put things right that we put wrong today.
Yeah, I imagine being a footballer, when you go back into work, people are quite interested in what you're doing and where you're playing and your career. What do you say to them when you've had a result like that? Is it tough?
It is tough, because they never ask you how you're doing when you're doing well. they don't, but when you have your bad results, you know, they're the first ones to jump on your back. And some days it's tough to bite your tongue and you have to, but at the end of the day, it comes with the job we do. But I don't know, you've just got to take it on the chin and get on with it. At the end of the day, we enjoy playing football, but today just wasn't good enough, and anyone that says stuff to us, it's unduly so, because it just wasn't good enough.
Yeah, obviously the fans weren't happy, said there was booze at the end. Do you understand their frustrations?
Yeah, very much so, and you can imagine what it looked like from the sideline, because to play in it was awful. As I said earlier, there's no creativity, so from a fan's point of view, there was no entertainment in the game. If we had won that 1-0, they'd have gone away happy, but still wouldn't have been entertained with the afternoon's football. And no, we accept the booze at the end of the game, but like I say, we've just got to put it right.
And the consensus seems to be that it was even more disappointing than the Oxford result. You lost that 7-2, but at least you looked like scoring that night. You didn't really look like scoring today.
Yeah. As I said, it was the ambition again. You know, 7-2, a lot of lads kind of, it hurt them a lot, and it really hurt us. So we kind of, as the game progressed, you know, we kind of put more into the game. Whereas I think the difference today was a lot of players, maybe including myself, didn't perform as much or as much so as we know we can do. Really, I think that's the better way of putting it. And it was just a disappointing afternoon all around for everyone involved with Boston.
And you've just got to lift yourself for the FA Cup tie now, which is a massive game for the club.
Yeah, you know, we'll dust ourselves down over the weekend and, you know, let every player ever think about things. But we've got to think now, FA Cup next week. You can't change the result now. You know, Henderson's got the result today, but we've just got to get our heads up and think about Leek Town away on Saturday, and hopefully we can get a result and, kind of get a bit of a positive buzz again about an FA Cup run.
Yeah, on a personal level, you started the last three games. Are you pleased to finally get a win of games in the side?
Yeah, I do, actually. I know my position, what is in the team and in the squad, and we'll see what that'll be like in the next couple of weeks. But all I can do is, when asked to play, do my best and hopefully prove to the gaffer that I'm worthy of a start and hopefully progress individually that way and prove my worth to him.